cattle futures gained a little traction Thursday, just a little. Favorable financial conditions and the desire for an inflation hedge helped boost farmland prices in recent months, according to Farmers National Company. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmore. Howdy to all, this is Wes Ishmal with your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 7th of January. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was limited on light demand in all feeding regions through Thursday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service, with too few transactions to trend. For the week, live prices are steady in the Southern Plains at $138 a hundredweight, but steady to $2 lower at $138 to $140 in Nebraska and the Western Corn Belt. Dress trade is also steady to $2 lower at $220. Cattle futures inched higher Thursday, although skittishness remains concerning recently slower cattle harvest amid anecdotal reports of increasing health challenges among workers. Live cattle futures closed an average of 34 cents higher, except for an average of 12 cents lower in two contracts. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 69 cents higher, except for 32 cents lower in SEP. Choice box beef cutout value is $1.63 higher Thursday afternoon at $268.56 a hundredweight. Select was $1.03 higher at $260.64. Soybean futures closed 3 to 7 cents lower through August of 22, and then mostly 7 to 14 cents higher. Corn futures closed 1 to 4 cents higher at either end of the board and fractionally mixed 8 cents higher in the middle. Calves and feeder cattle traded mixed at the weekly Thursday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Once again, many declined offer a trend given the space between yesterday and their previous sales. Most of the trends that follow here are relative to previous sales 2 or 3 weeks earlier. There is no trend at Farmers and Ranchers Livestock Commission in Salina, Kansas, but higher undertones were noted for all weights and classes of steers and heifers, with 3,237 head on offer. Feeder steers and heifers sold mostly steady at Woodward Livestock Auction in Oklahoma, where there are 2,936 head. Steer calves sold steady to $5 lower, and heifer calves traded unevenly steady. Feeder steers and heifers sold steady to $2 higher on comparable sales at Tulia Livestock Auction in Texas, with 2,056 head on offer. Finally, steers sold mostly 140 to 380 higher in the Western Iowa preconditioned sale at Denison Livestock Auction. 6-weight heifers sold 225 higher, while 7-weight heifers traded 2 to $3 lower. There are 1,903 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices eased lower Thursday, with follow-through pressure from Fed minutes the previous day indicating a faster pullback in economic stimulus. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 170 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 4 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 19 points. Higher commodity prices, favorable financial conditions, and the desire for an inflation hedge all contributed to resurgent prices for quality farmland, according to Farmers National Company. According to Randy DeCutt, Senior Vice President of Real Estate Operations for the organization, what started as a gradual strengthening of sales prices last fall escalated into aggressive bidding the past 5 months to generate new highs in prices paid for farmland in many areas. He adds that prices for good quality farmland are at 15 to 35% depending on the location, and most areas of the Grain Belt experienced an increase in the amount of land sold during the last 12 months. He explains non-operating landowners became more active sellers of land last year, with the higher prices drawing their attention, as well as the potential threat of tax law changes. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 7th of January. This is Wes Ishmal. Thanks for listening.